Workaholics Anonymous is a support group for individuals who struggle with work addiction. Similar to Alcoholics Anonymous, it provides a judgment-free space for people to openly discuss their struggles and work towards recovery. The group consists of 20 members who meet weekly on Zoom, including individuals from different time zones across the UK. The BBC was granted permission to join one of their meetings. During the meeting, members share their experiences and emotions related to workaholism. One woman expresses her shame and emotional turmoil as she fights against the urge to work even after putting her young son to bed. Another woman admits to using excessive work talk as a way to hide her insecurities during a dinner with her partner's family. Both women feel trapped by their work addiction and long for a life beyond work. Caroline Walker, who is writing a book about her recovery, distinguishes between overworking and work addiction. She believes workaholics are aware that their behavior is harmful and out of control, leading to feelings of shame and a desire to hide their addiction. Workaholics often use work as a means to avoid difficult emotions such as low self-esteem. Playwright James Graham, who struggled with workaholism, attributes his addiction to deriving all his self-esteem and happiness from work. He admits that this pattern of behavior hindered his ability to form intimate relationships. Work addiction is not recognized as a medical condition in the UK, which means it often goes unnoticed until individuals experience burnout or physical health issues. According to life coach Nick Hatter, work addiction is often driven by fear of not having enough or not being enough. Financial insecurity can also contribute to the urge to work excessively. Lee Fernandez, a lead therapist, warns employers about the dangers of allowing employees to overwork, as it can lead to burnout. Work addiction can manifest differently in men and women, with women potentially not spending as much time in the office but still constantly working. Workaholics Anonymous has close to 20 weekly meetings in the UK, attracting members of all ages. While recovery is a lifelong process, the group provides a supportive community for individuals to disentangle their identity from their job and learn that they are more than just their work.